Thank you.
Yeah?
Cliff Carter on 90.
President, I was just planning on getting on off up to Atlantic City this afternoon. A number of these delegates and different ones are beginning to arrive up there, and I've got 5 of our 7 regional coordinators already up there working, meeting with these folks. Thought I'd probably ought to get on up there. I just want to check. All right, now, I don't know, I guess we can keep those titles. But I rather think that we need people with a good deal more stature and experience than those that we had the other day that you were named for these states. So I want you to give some thought to what we really do about it. Let's don't get tied with a title where we can't get away from them. For instance, I've given a good deal of thought to, I want to get to somebody like Killian in California and John in the South for some of the states, and Ed Long, Missouri, and Buford Ellington. Secretary Freeman, maybe Newton Minow, Senator Anderson, maybe Jim Farley.
Yes.
Men of that stature. Now, who are these 5 that you're talking about that are up there? Well, Cub Kruger?
Yes, sir. John Singleton.
Well, now, John Singleton, you know, Cliff, he's not any good at Houston. Is he?
He's going to be helpful on this, sir.
Well,
these men can do the work. I sure agree with you, sure. Complete accord on these others. We need these others for names, and they can talk to a lot of the top people. Be very helpful to us.
All right. If you think it, folks, if you think it, this is up John's stature, all right, go ahead. Who else besides John? All these Texans?
No, sir. Cub Kruger and John are the only 2.
Yeah, who are they?
Broly over in the South. I've got Blair Lee from Maryland. Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, West Virginia district. We've got Bill Dumpy working in northeastern states. Herb Hoffel working in northwestern states.
Who is Bill Dumpy?
He's a fellow that's very close to Bernie Booth. He's from New Hampshire. He's worked this area for the National Committee.
Okay. Anything else?
No, sir.
Do you think we're in charge up there?
Yes.
Well, now, they tell me they want to put a reapportionment plank in the platform. That'll just divide us wide open.
Sure,
the Negro thing will divide us wide open.
Yes, sir.
And I talked to Carl Albert. He didn't seem to know whether he had the votes or not. And I talked to Bobby Kennedy, Joe Clark, and them want to put it in there. But it doesn't look like we're in charge. The vote yesterday in the House, 218 to 175.
I wouldn't think it ought to be in
there. Sure ought to be. Although we've got to be careful what we say. Let's have somebody else say it, but I sure oughtn't to be. What do you think this wealth's going to do to us?
The what, sir?
This wealth statement, this auditor statement.
I think it's beneficial.
You do?
Yes, well, I think the way the story was, your story, I think it's beneficial.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
See you up there.
Bye.
Waiting.